Hello there. Welcome back to my podcast. I know it's been forever and a day. Like, for real, I miss y'all. There's been so much happening behind the scenes. And as time progresses, I'll let y'all know. Exactly. And yes, this is season 3, episode 2 of Lifestyle with Lady Vaba. And I am your gorgeous host, Lady Vaba. Yes. Alrighty, today's topic, right, is, of course, I'm sure you all know that already. It's there's been so much argument here and there about this. There's been so much, you know, everyone wanted to put their 2 cents and all that. And some people are just typical knuckleheads that just do not want to stand for the truth. And much as we know that social media has been a blessing to this generation, has been a blessing to the world, we cannot ignore the fact that there's been so much negative, you know, stuff, negative things, negative feats that social media has brought upon our youth. A lot of people have been depressed. A lot of people are battling with their mental health. A lot of negativities are happening. And the fact that it's done so much good doesn't mean that it doesn't have its bad side. And you know how it is typical of humans, they would definitely be drawn to the dark side. Very typical. And a lot of things have been happening that have been so scary. And I keep asking, where do we go from here? Where are we even going? Like, how did we get here in the first place? What's happening? Like, how? And then by the time we do the background check and everything, we realize that we're going to trace it back to social media. I'm not condemning social media. I mean, my podcast is part of the whole social media, right? And that's how I'm able to communicate, you know, with you, my listeners. But it's so pathetic and so sad that I don't know, this generation, it's just getting worse by the way. Like, it's getting worse by the day. And we see a lot of craziness happening online. And let me just go straight to the point right now. Let's use a story that trended for days and got people gobsmacked. People were shocked. People were like, what? How? About 3 teenagers who killed one of, you know, their own girlfriend, beheaded her, and they were on the verge of burning her head, all for ritual purposes. And guess what? When they were caught and interviewed, the ringleader literally said they got the steps from a group on Facebook on how to make money, you know. And part of the rules they saw was get a girl's head, behead her, burn her head, and do whatever. And I'm thinking, teenagers, we had a 17-year-old, an 18-year-old, and I think a 20-year-old, if I'm correct. And oh my goodness, I felt so bad. Like, I was tongue-tied. I was shocked. I was irritated. I was upset. And I'm like, wait a minute. You know, I had to, like, go back to when I was a teenager. And I'm like, what was I thinking of then? I was thinking about school. Okay, I left secondary school at age 14. I was quite young. And I remember how we're so eager to further our studies, you know, to go to university. And I knew how we all wrote, you know, JAM, that's UME. You know, I knew how, you know, then we attend lessons. And everybody, okay, I'm going to this school, I'm going to that school. And you know how there was like some sort of competition. It was more of a healthy competition, by the ways, you know, on who we get into what school first, and you know, the best school, and blah blah blah. And we were young, we were innocent, and it was fun, and life was easier then. Social media probably wasn't like a big thing then, and the life was good. Yes, the world has changed. The world is still changing. A lot of things have changed. People are moving. Thank God I'm going with the tide. But guess what? I'm going with my hair still screwed to my neck. Like, I'm still on point. And that is why when I see these young stars running faster than they're supposed to, and I ask them, first off, who are their parents? Now we're going to get to that. There was another story that went viral of 3 teenagers who had their backpacks, more like they had all their bare necessities in their bags. They ran away from their home in Delta State to another state. I think they were about between 14, 15, 16 years, if I'm correct. And then someone saw them and asked them, what are you up to? What's happening? They had the balls, like they had the effort to say they want to go learn Yahoo. Like, come on, as a teenager. And sometimes you ask yourself, who is putting these youngsters under such pressure at this age, when at this point all your head should be filled with is school, what to study, how to become a professional, you know, after your first degree, you're thinking of going, you know, to get your second degree. A lot of people are, oh, I want to go abroad and study to get my master's, blah, blah, blah. And then you see a child of about 15 years talking about Yahoo, talking about how to live the lavish lifestyle. And you're wondering how, like, what, when, which, how did they get here? Like, and then we realize that a lot of those people see all this fictitious, you know, feats on social media. You know, we're in an age where blood money is worshipped, is glorified. We see people flaunt all of their money. And it's so pathetic now that the whole ritual thingy is being advertised on social media. And then they have the effort. Even the people, I was browsing through Instagram one day and I saw a guy, you know, he had this whole money, he had bags of money, he had different currencies on him and all that. He was in front of this mansion. At some point he was inside the mansion, and then he kept thanking this whole occult group for making him wealthy. And he was like, you know what, if you want to be as wealthy as I am, reach out to me via DM or call this number, let's talk, you're gonna be rich, the suffering is over, the suffering is da da da. And I saw people there begging, oh my god, check your DM, oh, check your DM. I was shocked, like goosebumps all over my body. Yes, these things have been, we all know these things have been, like, but I mean, growing up, probably we heard, oh, this person did blood money, that person did blood money, blood, yeah, yeah, yeah. All the people we saw were young adults, we're older guys. But now we're seeing teenagers, thinking of how to make money. You're wondering how, who's, is it their parents? Are their parents comparing them with your mate? I'm confused. And then I realized that a lot of these kids, every kid this day has access to, they all use a smartphone, so they have access to the internet, and they see all those things, and they see the way people worship people with money, and they see that, okay, fine, in the society, for you to be accepted, for you to be loved and respected, you have to have a certain amount of money, you have to get to a level of wealth where you would be respected and held in high esteem. And then before you know it, they're scouting, looking for, you know, means to make this money. I'm thinking, at such young age, where are the parents? Like, I don't know. At what point do we say, hey, you know, be there for our kids and monitor what they do online? It's scary. It's so scary. I think the parents have become so careless. Social media has become a death trap to a lot of these youngsters. Social media has become a menace. Social media is a beautiful platform. I run my business on social media, and I know people have met, wonderful clients have met and all that. But it is wild. And you know that naturally people gravitate towards the negative before, you know, there's a brain reset and they're, okay, fine. And by then, most times it's so late for some people, while some, they're given another chance, you know, at life. Alrighty. Now, this talk is going to be a long and sensitive one. I know a lot of people might not agree with me because I've seen arguments online where people are saying, no, don't say social media. You know, it's their home front. Their parents are irresponsible. Da-da-da-da-da. And then I've seen someone say, Yahoo is not a bad thing. Stop putting all the bad things on Yahoo. You know, ritual is ritual, Yahoo. And I'm like, what? How did we even get here in the first place? People don't know that Yahoo is also blood money. Like, duh. Like, are you kidding me? You take someone's hard-earned money, the person has cardiac arrest, he dies from it, the person's blood is going to be on your hands. And there's so many stories out there of people saying, oh my God, they've taken it to another level where they go into the dark space and they go spiritual and they do rituals so they can up your game and get bigger money and all that. Like, this is just too much for me. Like, and I'm going to go on a very short break, and when I come back, we'll talk more about this. And I'm just going to give you a little, you know, background story here and there on how social media is literally, like, I don't know what gradually, it's like speedily and like steadily destroying the youth of our generation. So don't go nowhere, because I'll be right back after this short break. Welcome back. And before I went on the very short break, I was talking about social media, how it has become a menace to the society. And of course, how the youngsters like go on social media and see people leave all of that fake lifestyle. Yeah, it may be real. Yeah, some people have your money, but right now, social media is a place where people show off. And then these young people think, okay, fine, it is okay to dabble into, you know, the dark side, to get your hands messy, get it all bloody just to make money. And then I ask myself, what is a 13-year-old or a 15-year-old? What does he want to do with all that money? What does he want to do with fast cars? What does he want? Like, what is he thinking? He should be thinking about school. Like a typical 14, 15-year-old and 16-year-old, even 17-year-old. It's in secondary school, so I don't understand. Like, what, you want to show off to who? Your fellow kiddos? I'm confused. And I ask myself, who is at fault here? The parent? Is it the people on social media? But at the end of the day, we have to also take it down to the home front, because if we can be more, as parents, like, mindful of what our kids watch, we have to monitor them. No matter how busy our schedule is, yes, we know it's not that easy because we have to go make, you know, a living and out there, but we still have to be there. And then constant, you know, education, like keep educating your kids of the wrongs and the rights. And, you know, I mean, I remember I have a family friend who had this kid. They had this, they were attending this school, you know, on the island. And then I remember in the first 3 years, right, let's say from GS1, let me use the Nigeria, although they have this whole British curriculum, so they do this year one, year two, yet. So let me just say, from GS1, GS2, GS3, you're not allowed to have a cell phone. You were not allowed to have a cell phone. And you know, these are things they tell the parents, like, this child, make sure they don't have a cell phone. And then, yes, most of the assignments are done online, right? So they advise the parents to monitor and be there, you know, for the kids to make sure they do their assignments, switch off the computer, and go to something else, you know. And I think, I don't even know if the senior students were allowed to use a phone. I think they were not, probably until their final year. I can't remember. But I know when I heard about it, the first time I heard about it, I'm like, oh, that's weird. And then looking back, I'm like, it makes a whole lot of sense. Yeah, I know a lot of parents would be stubborn. And of course, they want to give their kids what they want. They want to give them the best phones because they want to show up, blah, blah, blah. But if you look at it now, it's a welcome idea. It's a good thing. You cannot monitor your kids so perfectly well. We know that. But we can try at least. Constant communication with them. Constant education. You know, being your friends, talking to them. You know, making sure you know the kind of friends they hang out with. Let's know what you're watching. Let's know what you're seeing online. Let's know what they have access to. All those things help. And when you make your daughter, when you make your child your friend, where they can talk to you, they can come to you with anything. If they go to school, they get influenced by, you know, some students out there. If they come to you and they talk to you, try not to shoo them off. Try not to just, you know, wave them aside. Listen to them and talk to them so that they can feel comfortable talking to you, so they don't have to listen to their friends. And so when your friends are like being insistent and like you have to do, they're like, oh, my mama said I shouldn't do that. My dad said I shouldn't do this. So yes, it starts from the home front. Now, I know trying to call out, you know, the influencers, the celebrities and all that, it might almost be a waste of time because everybody wants to have this whole image out there. Everybody wants to, it's more like a competition out there. And you know how I am. I'm all for doing what makes you happy. I'm all for doing whatever rocks your boat. But I think with the growing craze that is, you know, that's going on amongst the youngsters, I think there should be a bit of some concern from these public figures. Like, imagine if I had a large platform, preferably on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook and all that. I would take my time, like every once or twice or thrice or four times in a week, to sensitize my followers. I think that's commonsensical, because now I see a lot of people put these people as their role model. They worship them, they adore them, like, which it's not my thing, like, hell no. But there are a lot of people who do that. Now, they look up to you, they listen to you, blah, blah, blah. Why don't you use the same energy, you know, to like advise them, to talk to them, to school them on certain things, telling them that you don't need to do money rituals, you don't need to, it's okay to struggle, it's okay to start from the bottom, you know, like, you know, encourage them. Do your show-offs. I really do not care. But while you're doing your show-offs, let them know that all the glitters is not gold. It's not as perfect as you see it. It's not exactly white as you see it. It's not exactly black as you see it. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes. And let them know exactly what goes on behind the scenes. Don't make it look like it's one. Don't give them cryptic messages. Let them know that it's blood, sweat, tears. And when I mean blood, sweat, tears, I don't mean literally. I mean hard work. Like, yes, I know a lot of the bloggers will say, oh, a lot of them, they do other dirty deals and all that. But it doesn't matter the image you have out there. But since you have a platform where you have people who are diehards, who adore you, if you say jump, they ask you how high and in what shoes, in Gucci or Louis Vuitton. Use that same energy. That is your platform to educate them. Because there's so many misled youngsters here. And it's really, really crazy. It has eaten so deeply into the society that it's decaying. At this point, it's scary. It's so scary. Seriously, I'm so worried. I'm so concerned. And these people see all these things online and think it is okay. It's okay to do or dabble into something dirty to make this money. And then you see these people, these so-called public figures or people that have this large following. They keep giving this larger than life, you know, impression on your followers. And you know, the perfume part is most of the time they always want to do it to pepe their haters. Sometimes some of them have imaginary haters. Some of them have probably an old-time friend or a colleague whom they're trying to outdo. And then they do this, forgetting that people look up to them. And I'll still take it back to the parents. Parents, please, you can do better. Make yourself a role model to your kids. Don't make it get to the point where they have to go look out for strangers whom they saw on your big screen, and then they make them their role models. People you don't even know, you don't know their source of wealth, you don't know much about them, or you just see, is it okay to appreciate, to be a fan? Yes. Oh my goodness, it's okay to be a fan of a certain celebrity and all that. But be there for your kids to the point that they don't have to adore and worship and, you know, put so much hope and energy and their life into the hands of these public figures. Because that is just a disaster waiting to happen. And that is exactly what is happening. That is why these kiddos think it's okay to do Yahoo or whatever it is. It's okay to snuff off the life out of a young innocent girl just to make wealth and money. It is so unfair. It is so painful. My heart bleeds every time I go online and I see all this craziness. And then I see all those guys who they come out to let you know that, yes, they did so and so. Yes, I duped this person. I did Yahoo and I'm making all that money. Oh, update this, update that. And then these young stars are sitting and I'm thinking, okay, it makes sense. Okay, that means for them to say it is okay to do this, to make money. And look at them. They're making money. The world worships them. The world is literally bowing to them. Okay, I can be that way. It is unfair. Seriously, it's unfair. Like, I know everyone is self-centered and they think only about themselves. They really do not care what their followers think. They really do not care. And some of them will tell you, I'm not your parents. Your parents should do better. That is why I'm calling out both parties, the parents and then the kiddos. I know a lot of parents have done everything and we always have that one child that would stress the life off of us. That is why prayer is also very important. While you're doing your best as a parent, you pray. And then please, please monitor what they do online. Social media has become a beast to this generation. Social media is just a beautiful paradise where you can connect to loved ones, to families, people you've not seen in forever. You can make money, you know, you can sell your product. You have this whole family, you form like a family, like that is your clientele, and you're making money. It's putting food on your table at the same time. It is a menace. It's a beast. It's scary. It's dangerous. It's, oh my goodness, sometimes I cringe when I go online and see crazy things that happen. And I'm like, gosh, sometimes I just want to protect my mental health. I'm like, you know what? Whatever, I ain't doing this anymore. But guess what? It's social media. You know, it keeps us abreast. It keeps us well informed. It's something we, for now, we can't really do without. And then this begs the question, how They didn't do it back then when there was no social media. So I think we can survive, like, in any situation. But then again, it is what it is. So I'm going to go on another short break before I come back to round off this topic. Do not go nowhere.
Lifestyle with Lady Vava.
Welcome back to the final phase of this podcast. And now I'm going to drop, I'm going to round off this podcast with some last words about the negative effects, you know, of social media on our youngsters. And in fact, to the youth at large. Yes, social media is a phenomenal, beautiful business hub where you can make millions and millions of naira. I mean, a lot of people are feeding their family through social media. At the same time, some people are drowning or dying. People are, you know, going crazy. People are, you know, wanting to one-up the other person and then having to get involved in darker, disgusting acts, you know, just to live up to God knows whatever expectations they put it on themselves. That's what I'm going to say. So here goes. Young people spend a lot of time on social media. They're also more susceptible to peer pressure, low self-esteem, and mental ill health. A number of students have found associations between increased social media use and depression, anxiety, sleep problems, eating concerns, and suicide risk. There are more positive aspects. There are many positive aspects of social media, but there's also a darker side to the endless scroll that keeps coming back for more. Social media can often harm one's mental health. It can cause depression and anxiety and can lower self-esteem. The more time spent on social media can lead to cyberbullying, social anxiety, depression, and exposure to content that is not age-appropriate. Social media is addictive, that's not all. Social media is full of mood-modifying experiences and the fear of missing out. We know how it is. See, let me just tell you the truth. I am also like, I'm on offended on that part. I know there was a time I was like, you know what? I'm done. That's enough internet for the day. That's enough social media for the day. Like, I need my mental health, you know, back and intact. I need to be sane. And that's because I saw so many negative news of people killing this one for a plate of rice. It was too much for me. And then I stayed up for like, 2 seconds? And the next time I'm like, oh my God, what am I missing? You know, and that is what they call FOMO, the fear of missing out. So that's why we find a lot of people being in social media. But this is how it works for me. I spend a lot of time doing a lot of research, you know, because I have a lot of projects that I'm working on. So yes, you can use social media for positive stuff. While some people, they put their head, their mind, soul, and body for all the negativities. Some people at the same time get depressed because they feel they're not doing better. And that's because people are showing you what they want you to see. You know, there's this write-up I saw somewhere. When you see some people on social media, when you meet them in real life, honey, you know that you're doing way better. You might even have to give them money for food for that day. Exactly. You know, social media has become a place where so many lies are put out there for gullible, unsuspecting youngsters. And then they put out these lies. I know of people, I remember when Tonto DK was calling out some celebrities and how they have to go rent money from these Bureau de Change people. And they usually flaunt it and make it look like it's their personal money. Yes, they do that. Some of them do that to build their followership so that they can become influencers and start making money. Some of them do that to lie to their followers and to like make it look like, oh my God, I'm doing better than you are. Some of them do that to, you know, like they're in competition with either their colleagues or their childhood friend. They want a situation whereby their childhood friend is looking and saying, oh my God, I thought I was doing better, but this person is doing way better than I am doing. So a lot of people do these things for the wrong reasons. And sadly, the people who are the bearing the brunt of this whole thing are the youngsters. The people who they're so young and gullible and very, they don't even know what they're doing. And at that point, that's why I will keep calling out the parents. That is when they need you the most. Don't be careless. Be there for your kids. I know you have to make money so that they can have a comfortable life. But how dare, imagine you go work, slave, and then you lose your child to the moralities of this world. I will be sad. And then you just feel like, oh my God, I may have failed as a parent. So please, we can all do better. I'm cutting out the parents. I'm cutting out the society. We can make this work. It's okay to show up. It's okay to live that fake life. It's not even easy to live a fake life. But please, if you're doing it to the point where you're destroying the lives of these youngsters, please just know where to draw the line. I know some of you will be like, after they're not my kids, their parents should do. We know that. Well, you know how it is. Everyone is on social media. Everyone has a smartphone. They open their phone. They watch your movies. They see your adverts. They follow you everywhere. They adore you. Please, some parents get overwhelmed. Be there and look out for these kids. While you were showing off and telling the world how you were you're richer than the richest man in the world, also let them know that, let these kiddos know that, hey, it's not just a walk in the park. I had to work hard for my money. Don't go there saying, oh my God, I did Yahoo update to get money. Don't do that, please. And every now and then put out a post to sensitize this youngster, since they listen to you that much. Sensitize them. Let them know that, you know what, it's not as easy as it thinks, and it's okay to start small. It's okay to struggle for a bit. No one really wants to struggle, but don't let them give them the impression that once you struggle, you're a failure, you'll never make it. No, tell them it's okay to fail a billion times, but it will not be okay to stand there. Yes, you can be a motivational speaker if that will make the kiddos have sense. Let me speak like a true Nigerian. If it will make them sensible enough. And parents, I will still come back to you. We can do better. You can do better. Mothers, fathers alike. No one is assigning roles. Both parents, y'all can do better. Exactly. And now we come to the end of my podcast. And then I ask again, social media, is it a menace? Is it negative? It is a demon? Is it a beast? My take, right? Social media is a beautiful platform where you can express yourself and do so many things and make money even while chilling in your house, right? At the same time, it has a negative dark side. But this is how it is. I'm an adult, well above the age of consent, and I know I would always move to the positive side. But hey, how about the young ones? Who are going to like lead them? Parents, uncles, aunties, brothers, neighbors, you can do better. Don't say, oh, that's not my child. I don't care. No. It takes a village to raise a child. That is why it's our sole responsibility. If you notice that a child is going all right, if it's stumbling a child, you know, visiting like a porn site or, you know, on a site that is not age appropriate, it's okay to call them out. Yes, it's okay to call them out. And if possible, and if it seems like the child is trying to be stubborn and rude, you can report to the parents if you have to. I know some parents can be very nice. They'll be like, don't touch my child. Don't talk to my child. But since you've done your part, right? Exactly. Alrighty, so this is where I call it a wrap. It was nice being here. And I promise not to like go off again. And with time, I'll tell you all that I've been working on. So as usual, I have my advice here, right? Whenever you go out with a form of an ID. Please go get vaccinated. It's very important. When you go out with your nose masks. Make sure you have your hand sanitizers. And keep maintaining that social distancing. From me, Lady Vava, to you is, mwah, I love you. And by the way, happy new month. Ciao, ciao. This podcast is proudly sponsored by Vavalicious Kitchen, food for your soul.